Hi, everyone. Well, today is Friday. It's Creation Lights Yet Healing Show. It's our paranormal night. So if you have any paranormal questions, we would like to have them from you. And the day today, oh boy, it's the 20th. So we know the 20th and 21st are those days that stuff happens that may not be too good. So if you're feeling a little funny about it after I do the clearing, or your body's twitching or something, hopefully you're not going into convulsions on the floor as I clear it, but basically if you feel something, you may want to look into it, maybe Google it and just see why you're connected to that energy so badly. So I'm going to clear it for you. So the date today is the 20th of April, 2018. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. No stuff there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Still stuff there. 1, 2, 3, there we go. Just got released. That's good. Okay, and let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen or screens. We'll bring some wonderful peace energy into your room. I'll count to 10 to do so. Watch the light beam. It will actually change as you visually look at it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a situation going on that's bothering you, we'll release that. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to give you some relief here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. I'll do it some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That's good. And we haven't cleared out the aliens inside of you or in the room recently. This is for the help and slot enslaved aliens that are here. And remember, it's the pecking order, and they have no other way to get out of here. Oh, unless they get pecked to death by the people above them. But here we go. Let's release the ones that are listening. So counting to 100 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. Got a lot leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, adios amigos. So they're out of here. So I guess we'll turn it over to Kathy. We want to talk about people's major concerns, I guess, of ascension. What do they need to do? What if they're stuck on a timeline? What if they're caught into forced reincarnation? So there's a lot of energies there that, gets you into mind looping and fear. So we'll address what we can tonight. So if you have any concerns, send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Oh, Kathy, I'll just turn it over to you.
Thanks, Ron. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is Friday, April 20th, 2018, and he just cleared the energetic attachments of those numbers and the date of the date. And we can also do that ourselves on the healing he has online called the natal barcode removal clearing. It clears energetic attachments to numbers, dates, letters, events, and this particular day may be tied to quite a few events. Like you said, if you feel lighter or if you felt like it was a heavy day, that's why. That could be why. And then tonight we have our, it's Friday, so we talk about items of interest to listeners that are of the paranormal variety. In other words, things that happen that aren't quite right or have alien interference or something unexplainable. So, Ron, we did get a few letters like that, and of course we'll tackle the subject too that you just mentioned regarding what's going to happen when I die after doing all these clearings, we'll call it that. And then, but first, let's get to this letter, and then it'll be a great way to lead into that subject. So, this letter, Ron, was addressed to you after you mentioned last month's show about how you and the Creation Lightship had been working on reducing or eliminating forced reincarnation programs. And you said they may be over, it may be gone. But it's hard to tell at this time, you said. So that brought up some thoughts in people's heads about, well, okay, then what is going to happen when I die after I've done these clearings? So if this person and the listeners who have purchased your online healing spirit barcode removal and done it correctly, I think the question that we've been getting wrong over and over and lately is, will we still be forced to reincarnate our life? Will we be forced to review our life with whoever comes and gets us? Do the life review. I don't think people want to do that. I don't. So we'll be forced to do that life review, and will we be forced to reincarnate? Because there's a spirit that's not all attached to us. Our body or our spirit has not been reclaimed. Will they come and get that or abduct us on the way out? So over to you, Ron, for that heavy question.
Very good question. Okay. So let's just say that... putting this into linear time and making it so you can understand. Let's just say that we've been doing this for 30 years, okay? Which we haven't, but we'll just say that we have. And so we'll just say that 15 years ago, you did your spirit barcode. And we're still here. And the question is then, gee, I did it 15 years ago. Is the clearing still going to work for me? So that answer would be yes. And then you would say, okay, so that means that the spirit energy that you worked with, remember, when you did the clearing, say, 15 years ago, then whatever was present with you in your body got the ticket out of here. Now, naturally, we'll say you've had 15 years to do more clearings, bringing you up to from 15 years ago to now, the present moment. So as you do more clearings, you gain more of yourself in your body. And you know that because your eyes are getting brighter, okay? So that means that you would be regaining more of yourself. And as you have more of yourself with you, you would have a higher percentage of you leaving here. Next question is, what about the parts that cannot be saved that happened prior to 15 years ago? Well, as you're clearing into the present moment here, more stuff, that's bringing back and getting those parts of you that were not here from 15 years ago going back in time. That's where you're gaining more spirit energy from that. We'll say that you did all but 20% of yourself. You know, which you don't know, but That's what got left if you could look at it. So what's going to happen to the 20% of you? Two things. One thing is that I'm sure that the light ship will still look for parts of you in that 20% energy that is not with you. And very possibly, when the light is turned off, the parts of you that are out there will attempt to find the light if they're not too far out. So the spirit will have like a little homing device in a sense on it, and it will look for light. If it's way, way in the beyondo and it can't find it for some reason, then that's, you know, I can't, you know, account for that, okay, what's going to happen to it. But as you start doing more clearings, chances are, as the aliens start losing control of your timelines and the processes that they have held you on, each time you do a clearing, you're taken off of the timeline. Okay? Just think of how many timelines you're off when you do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. Remember, you had all that gunk in you and you reacted and, you know, jumped around all the time. You do that clearing and lo and behold, wow, you're peaceful. How many timelines did you get rid of? And that's what you're actually getting rid of. It's the timelines. It's working with your body too, cleaning out the energetic, emotional body. Remember, each event that you have, each situation, each mannerism, each time you're being reactive, then once that's taken away, you're off those timelines. I just pulled back to you. Well, that's you know, how you get more of yourself back. The other way is that have the you know, the earth, I call it the earth transport clearing. And, that clearing, whenever you do that, you're guaranteeing what you just got through, getting released from, because you are releasing yourself from the darkness each time you do a clearing. And it's very simple. That's what you're doing. That's what the whole website is about, to release you from judgment, to put you into the present moment. So then you put it into that earth transport clearing or transfer clearing, either way works, and automatically you're accounted for. And that's why you need to do that. That was my major concern before I put it up. I looked and I saw the time of Jesus and nobody has hardly ascended. Why? Because they didn't have the consciousness and the light ship never knew about who and what they were, because the light ship doesn't know. It just is creating things in life. It doesn't, you know, hold a manifest over you, or, you know, a bunch of data. You know, that's your choice of how you want to manifest your life. The light ship has nothing to do with your manifestations. Your spirit's doing this. It never keeps track of you. And that'd be like an impossible thing. Just think if you had to keep thought of every, keep track of every thought that you had. Holy cow. Well, that would be an impossibility for the light ship to do. Oh, it just creates and allows you, you're using the word free will, free choice, which you really, in one hand, it's great to have. The other one is that that's where it screwed everybody up here, is that they chose to have darkness. You know? They didn't say no, you know, they wanted to have another experience. So whatever entrapped people here, or, you know, whatever the agenda was, doesn't make any difference. You still got trapped and you can't leave. The Hotel California syndrome. Up to now, okay? Up to till we started doing these clearings and you started doing the earth, the new earth energy, which is where the earth transport energy goes to, or transfer energy. And so you're completely accounted for each time you do a healing. And each time you do one of the conference calls. So remember, all we're doing is bringing back bits and pieces of you from the darkness. So darkness starts to, erode away. You can't hang on to the energy that easily right now. At that point, you're going to be freed up. Oh, hopefully I answered that question. Well, are you going to stuck being here? You know, maybe on a timeline? It could be possible. But as you do is you keep working with yourself, doing clearings, freeing yourself up. So that's kind of the way I would answer that. Anything else that I need to mention, Kathy? Or
yes, what about the post-death life review?
Life review? No, that doesn't exist in life. You won't see that.
Okay, so if we do pass away.
Remember, when you leave here, there's no memory of anything here. And there shouldn't be, because you're in the now. And that's what they do with the expos, is I put people in the now and have them try to read the program guide, and they just look at it. So now they go, I can't read it. So there's no memory of situations that you manifested here, good or bad. It's just all gone, because there's no way for the light shift and yourself being of life, your spirit, to hang on to it. Remember, that's all programmed into your body. That's why you want to clean it out of your body, so you're giving the body the ascension. Remember, it's stuck here. A lot of people don't realize that. They wonder why should I do, clearings for my body, when all I want to do is leave here with my spirit? Well, geez, your body is what's here. You need to clean out your body. It's suffering. Just think of all those lifetimes in its genetics has been here. Very sad. Well, back to you.
So, Ron, you mentioned that your guarantee for having the spirit barcode and all the other healings help get us out of here once and for all and for good is the new Earth transfer. That was like the magic key that you found to make a big difference, as opposed to when Jesus did healing. So I do want to tell people that if you haven't heard of the New Earth Transport Clearing, we don't talk about it on every show, but when we do talk about it, we do make a big deal about it, because it's essential that we log our online healings only, just the online ones, to the New Earth Transport Clearing that Ron created just for logging in our healings we've done and having them be identified by the light when we make a transition. And so now how to find the New Earth Transport Clearing. It's a free healing, courtesy of Ron, I should say. And what you do is just go to the page where you send in the fast chat feedback form, option 2, on Ron's radio page on BBS Radio, and it'll say option 2 and the feedback form. Well, on that page, there's a bunch of tabs in the gray area, and that's on the very top. And in the gray area, there's one called Reminders. So on Reminders, this was created by us co-hosts and administrators, so we could point this out to you to make it easy for you to follow Ron's healing protocol. And the New Earth Transport Clearing is listed there, and there's a link to it with the username and the password. So it's given to you. You don't have to buy it for a penny unless you forget about this. But once you buy it, it's yours to keep, so save it and store it. And you can use it over and over, or you can keep it. If you have a dedicated PC or laptop, you can keep it up, and then just, let's say every, week or 10 days or so, Ron says, you can log in the healings you've done. And then that will have you covered. In addition to that, Ron has suggested you run the Spirit Integration Clearing, which can be found on several of his other clearings, and some that you bought, some that are in the 16 bundle. And the Spirit Integration Clearing is suggested to do after, and some people have it running all the time. Anyway, because you can set the timer to say 6,000 minutes or whatever just so you can forget about it and work on your other healing. And then also the mind to heart drop is listed there and how to do that. There's an audio sample on the homepage. And Ron advises doing the mind to heart drop daily, up to 5 times a day if you can, for inner peace. So there's a lot of other tips and reminders that are important that will help you to keep your spirit with you and help to reclaim the spirit that you're working toward when you're doing your clearing. And so the thing is, Ron, the listener who brought this up in this letter that I'm looking at says he really hopes that you figure out a way of getting rid of the pesky timelines, because he made a bad decision a while back, which put him on timelines of victimhood and near poverty. And he said he heard you working on this. You were working on this too. Instead of, as it were, letting things go their way and be destroyed, the focus now seems to be on salvaging as much as possible of the light from the old creation. Is that your intention, Ron? If so, thank you so much.
Yeah. So that's it. That would be correct. Or the planet is very large, and there's light in it, and we need to save this planet, or at least bring out the light that's here. Saying it differently, all animals and trees, and maybe the rocks, etc. Remember, rocks do communicate, you know. So if you take a rock and then you kind of look at that and maybe, you know, over time it becomes a crystal, they do store energy. So all these things are conscious. So everything that's conscious here, since it was created from light, will be out of here when ascension time comes. And, what I'm looking at is obstacles that maybe we don't know too much about that's here, that's overtaken by the aliens may be trying to plant their claim here, claiming certain things, certain locations. But most of that, to my knowledge now, if not all of it, I don't like to use the word all because that's not really correct. So I'll say high 90% is that these critters are not going to be here. And if they are here, if I see them, it's too bad. It's too late for them. They should not be here. Well, if I see you, you've been here for too long and you're gone. Oh, we're no longer a prison planet here. That was changed, I think it was on March 4th. A lot of energies happened then. And so everybody now is free, and the energy that you thought of being trapped here, maybe that would be the victimhood energies, they're no longer necessarily going to hold you in that pattern. I'm not saying that you don't need to do a victim clearing, but because you still could be on timelines with that. And, you know, the whole key when we talk about this is to be in the now and to do the mind to heart drop. And that takes you off of timelines that you could be getting on as you're doing a lot of thinking. So the whole process is to be in the present moment. Once you start getting there, it's easier and easier for you. At first, it's quite difficult because you're used to using the mind energy and the thinking patterns. Once you get off there, you're probably going to be pretty good. So the animals here will be out of here. So if you're a dog and cat lover or whatever, they're gone. You know, don't let, you know, your mind do mind looping and get into a lot of fear and fret about it. Mind, if you start, you know, worrying about it too much, then do the mind loop one clearing. And naturally, that's probably fear energy coming at you. So maybe, you know, first do the whole lifetime fear clearing. Actually, you got to do the emotion and the mental. But that's the protocol. And then fear would be the third clearing to do. So once you do that, then you shouldn't have too much of a problem with it. If you do start to get sucked into something or you have implants that are going off, or you see some movies on the TV or something, and you know you're watching an alien ship going out and battling aliens, which is what most of the stuff is about now. There's a lot of stuff with ships, you know. Then know that, you know, what you're watching probably is a real reality, you know, even though a person, you know, wrote the story, about something, you know, it's probably a real reality somewhere. Well, remember, all timelines are real when you're watching a timeline on a movie. Well, if you do get that fear button pushed or you start getting anxiety, then, you know, do the mind loop one clearing. Then get the unlimited fear clearing and do that if you find yourself in fear. Twin flame energy is not here. It's 100% light. If it is here, then it's kind of stuff like you would be. So your other half is still out in, you know, the light energy, trying to save the parts of you that you incarnated with. Actually, you're trying to save the ones that you incarnated here a long time ago also, your whole spirit energy. That's what the clearings do, is go into the DNA, and it can start to free your distant past. If you've been here, you know, 80,000 years, start doing clearings now, you can bring forth your spirit that got taken away from that time a long time ago, you know. And, you know, I can't really say how much you're going to be getting, but an ice formation of darkness. And as you start melting that ice away, then you start looking inside of that energy, and you can see your spirit trapped there, and it starts coming out. So that's the whole process. So back to you.
Hey, wow, Ron, you've really covered a lot there, and I think listeners are sending in their questions and keeping up with you and following on your subject of what happens to our spirit at ascension time, or if we pass away before the official ascension. So it is fear, I think, that causes us to wonder and worry. And, you know, we were born with that fear. It's an implant. And Ron suggested we get the whole life fear body clearing to help us think more clearly, run that through, and we can be a little bit more settled and feel maybe more confident in what we're doing. Because sometimes fear can run your life, as we all know. And then we can, not take the fear element with us. The fear element holds a lot of our spirit back, and it keeps the spirit from rejoining the body and the rest of the spirit. In fact, the fear is what sends a lot of the spirit out. So it's in addition to body pain and trauma.
But you did more clearings, you know, if you're out in the Beyondo, you're not going to know that. You just know that, you know you're not complete. And, you know, as you do more clearings, like I said, some of that darkness energy will start to fade away or start to leave. And all of a sudden, your spirit may be released. You know, and just go, I got to go over here now. Well, been in stasis, doing nothing or whatever, and now I can come back. Another thing that you may not have realized is that, the psychic billboard clearing, okay, which is $20 for the month, and since it was created, you know, on the website, it's created from light. That is, didn't realize this, that is the creation lightship way of giving you a manifestation center. Okay? Because when you go in there, you're changing where you are, and you're creating something new according to your, say, free will, free choice in the light. And you're using the light to manifest with. So, that might be another way for people to kind of realize the amount of horsepower there is that's in that psychic billboard, Larry. That is, like a takeoff of the creation lightship manifestation energies. You're inputting there in light what you want to have manifested. And you're putting in the darkness of where you don't want to be. So, back to you, Kathy.
Good point about the psychic billboard clearing. I wanted to repeat that because we have talked about it a lot of times and how to use it. And how, but people usually ask about using it to get rid of things, not to necessarily manifest. I guess it's a good unblocker, but it's also a good attractor in the light.
Yep.
And then it has a, you know, it has a flip side. When you block, unblock things, then more likely you're able to manifest what you think you want. So here's a person, Ron, the next letter, who, well, they found themselves being thrown onto timelines through over an inheritance of the sale of their grandmother's house through with the family. So there was some friction, just summarizing this letter for you, Ron. There was some friction between the sisters. And so she found out that, and with the friction, she endured some psychic attacks from the other siblings. And, it was so bad that she's pretty sure that without the healing, she would not have really wanted to be around anymore. It was bad. Painful. And then another sister threw her onto another timeline, attacking her with the question of, do you remember the last time you were over there at your grandmother's house? So that took her 20 years back. And at that time, she remembered there was a UFO in the sky. It was over their house. A big light did shine down. Then in the flash, it was straight up and gone out of sight. Okay, so we're reading this now on Paranormal Night, and I also happen to know this listener has listened to Ron and done the healings for about 5-6 years. So this is not made up stuff. Although it sounds like it, but only on this show and probably a few others on BBS Radio are we free to talk about these sort of things. So she knows that she can ask Ron, and she said they all laughed at her when she saw it. So anyway, Ron, she said that, she wanted to know, you know, it was a soul family thing. They made her revisit this timeline. She didn't really want to, but now she wants to know if that was, in your opinion, if you could tell, was that an alien ship she saw?
Yes, it was.
It was? Oh, 'cause sometimes they're man-made. That's true, but this was alien. Okay. So I think she wants to know, because she's going to clear this on a timeline crash. She's asking also if after the expo, will you be again? She's talking about the new Living Expo that's coming up this end of this month. Will you be doing the 4-in-1 healing again? If so, she wants to do it.
Yeah, more than likely I'll start that, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Okay, so I think she's listening tonight, and we'll contact you. And then, so she's talking about how it's so important to be at peace, because this encounter with her sisters that just happened over this the sale of this grandmother's home. How she healed some of this was working on her body through the magnetic and twisted body clearing. She said it was much needed. She felt things moving around. And then she realized that her sibling is possibly a clone that has no integrity, thinking of some of the things that she had done. And then she did not like having those feelings. So she's done, clearings to help with that. But still a little bit of, she has the word hate here, has come up. So she's kind of like in a state and is wondering if you would kindly help her clear some of that hate over the radio tonight.
I'll do a clearing for hate. Here we go. You need to put everything in alignment there. Bring up hate that you have, hatred. Here we go. So I need a 10 to release that. I'll let you get some more of it there. There we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go.
Okay, great. Well, hope other people could catch that healing too, because let's face it, there's always been people we've hated in situations for sure that we could apply that healing for. So thank you, listener, for writing in and expressing what must have been a difficult situation and then offering some solutions of how you're getting through that. Whew. Okay, so moving on, Ron, the listener mentioned the expo that you're doing, and that's going to be coming up April 28th. Ron will be at the New Living Expo. It's at the San Mateo, California Event Center. And I think this is the fourth year Ron's been to this particular event center. So he's going to be giving some workshops on the 28th, which is a Saturday. His topic will be Alien Technology Abductions, Implants, and Cloning. Just things we talk about here on the radio, all condensed into a workshop. That should be interesting, Ron. And then on Sunday the 29th, his topic is Skillfully Navigating the Timeline Matrix. Wow. So that sounds like a really interesting, helpful, I don't know, kind of a provocative subject, because Ron does not know who's going to be attending those conference workshops. So he does get his share of questions at these workshops, and he's always very open to answering them. And I'd like to point out something to the listeners that may have been overlooked, and it's kind of helpful. If you want to see what it's like to be at an expo with Ron, one of Ron's talented webmasters has captured someone's recording of Ron at the New Life Expo in New York last month being March, and it's on March 17th. He talked about alien technology, and then on another one of his topics was a UFO panel, and that's on Ron's website. But it's under the topic of other. It's on the left side called Other Audio. Kind of have to look for it.
Very good.
Yeah, Ron, they were really great. And the audio recording, I checked it out before I recommend it, and the audio recording is very clear. It's towards the bottom of Ron's homepage. It's called Other Audio Archives, under the big banner of radio shows and audio. And so then it's kind of a black page, but you'll find it there to the left on those two things I mentioned, plus a lot of other expo talks from previous years that were able to capture on audio that were clear and that were recorded, because they're not all recorded. So that's good to have and to listen to.
I saw Netflix. I've been watching this year. I'm just a little different here, but since this is paranormal night, I've been watching Netflix, and there's a series called Dark Matter. And we're on episode 2 now, and we just finished number 3. So in number 3, on their ship that they travel in, they have an android who knows how to run everything on the ship. And it's a woman. And along with that, she somehow, maybe in number 1, I guess, 1 or 2, on the second series there, she met a person who gave her this little, like, U-shaped, like, implant. Where it goes in her body, I don't know. if it goes into her nose or something. It didn't show where it goes. Anyway, it made her, being an android, a robot, into a human. And, you know, it worked for so long. So she's now a human when she uses this ear. So it's interesting to see the evolution of an android being a robot to being looking just like a human, talking like a human. So anyway, that's kind of interesting on how they are evolving. They're giving us this information. So we're back to having, like, in a sense, clones that could be robotic. We've been taking out robotic hardware out of people in the last couple of Sunday calls and maybe a couple of times during conference calls that I have. But, it's neat. Just good information. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
So Ron has one more conference call this month. It's the 6-hour healing conference call, Sunday, 22nd. But also coming up tomorrow, finally, is the Brain Cell Rejuvenation conference call. It's a healing conference call from 1:00 to 3:00 p.m. Pacific time. It's $20. Ron's been sending email reminders out about it. And so hopefully you got those and were able to sign up. If not, if you haven't joined Ron's email list, you may do so by registering your name, your email address, towards the right side of his website where it says newsletter sign up. And you can then be assured to get the latest information, which is just the conference calls, the healing calls, and special announcements that Ron has. But those newsletters that he sends have good information on them about what you need to know before you get on the call. It's good to have that handy. So that's tomorrow, Ron. And for those that pre-registered and have not yet received the access code PIN number, can you tell us when they can expect to receive that?
Yeah, I'll be doing that this evening and tomorrow morning, checking out what's happening as far as how many emails I get and stuff. Yes, so that'll be going out. You can send it also to CLS questions if you're a little concerned, but I'll be doing checking emails this evening sometime. The way I have them all in one bundle there, and I'll probably go back a couple of weeks or so looking for people that may have purchased it a couple of weeks ago, but normally the last week is when I like to have that. So back to you.
Yes, and also for the ones who register at the last minute, you'll catch those tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll be doing that for the maybe an hour before we start, which will be 1:00 Pacific.
Okay. So we've been reminding listeners about the conference call since over a month ago, and we've talked about what's needed to be done to prepare for it. And so I'm not going to repeat that now again, but it was already stated too on the email newsletter. So it's just now is the time to register if you haven't and to get ready for it as well, because that on a Saturday, time seems to go by faster on Saturdays. Before you know it, you got to catch the call. And it is recommended that you can call in a half hour ahead of time. And then you can listen to the 12 Source Energies audio that's playing and ask for some healings, one healing at that time, and start to get into the peaceful, relaxed state of mind that helps you be receptive to the healing that you're about to get from the light beings. It's such a blessing, and Ron doesn't offer this particular conference call on brain cell rejuvenation very often, although we probably need it more often than we know. But it does really benefit us tremendously. So it's highly suggested for $20. You can just register and be on the call. Tune in. If you can't stay on the call, that's okay. You'll still be connected. to the light beings. It's just good to listen, and Ron does make us real during the call, and people find that when they're real, they say they end up really getting creative or doing things they have been postponing or finding energy that they lacked to carry out their to-do list. It's amazing. So that's something you want to experience and benefit from the healings and all the gifts Ron is giving us at such a discounted price. So let's go back to the inbox, Ron. Next question, timeline crashing. When we run the advanced timeline crash to crash timelines consecutively, that's on the advanced one, is it true, Ron, that far more timelines are getting crashed every few seconds now? This person believes that they're clearing more powerful.
That's correct. Yeah, has anybody seen less stars in the sky? I don't know. I have less stars here, and we're at, 3,500 feet. So normally, when it's a cold night, see stars, and there's not too many out there. So anyway, that looked like about 15% what would normally be there. Anyway, we'll just see if anybody else has some comment. Well, back to you, Kathy.
It's believed and felt that hundreds of thousands of timelines are getting crashed each day when this person runs down timeline crash continuously. So does that mean that it's really benefiting all of us too, because all these timelines are getting crashed for all of us as well? And
whenever you do a timeline crash, whoever's on that timeline, the major category of the timeline, we'll say what you're crashing, what you want to experience or have experienced, so you're doing a timeline crash on it, and there, maybe millions of people on that timeline, and they get taken off also when the timeline is fully completed, being crashed. And even if it's not, they're taken off the timeline. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, so that would explain why, certain things that you're expecting to happen just don't, or certain feelings just change, or certain things that you didn't expect to happen do. It's just a plan. You can try to plan, but timelines can get crashed and things get changed. So is it possible that for some situations in our lives that we could be on millions of timelines, especially if it's been a trend our entire life? Millions, Ron?
Well, it could be millions. That's a big number, but yeah, it is possible. it depends how active you are on that timeline, And, how many energetic cordings you have attached to you on that, and how many other timelines of people are you on. So, I could use the example of watching a football game or something, and you're rooting for team A, and maybe you're at the event, and naturally across the way is team B, and they would not ever put team A and team B together. There'd be fights. So that'd be a great way to get rid of population. Boy, they should do that. Oh, but anyway, then you got the people on both sides doing psychic attacks to the players. They don't want that person to catch that ball, or whatever. And then they also do psychic attacks to you because you're waving that whatever it is, for team A up in the air, because they made they scored or had a good catch or something, And you're waving, cheering the guys on, and they're giving you that psychic attack energy. So everything is that. It's very bad. So that's the sports end of things. And, there's winners and losers of that. And especially near the end of the season when they have the number one team of the year, the other team that played them, that could be devastating to those people. So they all need to have our clearings. That's what they need to have a better life afterwards. Back to you.
Exactly. We're so fortunate to not, if we get contaminated with all this emotional what do you call it, stuff, and then all these energetic cords attached to us, we're always walking around in such a state of, it's like a heaviness, and we don't even know it. So we're very fortunate to have these clearings, and also Ron's telephone conference calls that he holds in the evening, which are described at the top of his website, creationlightship.com, and where the healings can be found. And so it's definitely worth investigating, because those of us who've done clearings a long time and remember, we can easily remember how we were when we see the people around us who do not do clearings and have no way to release a lot of the heaviness, emotions, cording, timeline, pain that they're going through. No way. But we do. So we're here, you know, talking about these healings on the show so we can understand how to use them, and lots of testimonies describing how well they work. So please do check out all the information on that fast chat feedback form tabs up above. It was designed to give a lot of shortcut information instead of having to search through all the radio show archives to find out some simple things that you might be looking for. Okay, Ron, so just a few minutes ago, one quick question and then another one someone's asking about ship clouds. They have them over their house, and the ship clouds, you know, are those ship ones with the black bottom and they're flat. Listeners don't know, and Ron talks about these a lot. So is it possible, Ron, that these ship clouds are leftover aliens looking to be released by the light ship? And if so, how could they release them?
You don't want to get involved with them. You know, we have the alien to light clearing. You could put that up. And
how about the gray sky?
And the gray sky, that would work too. Maybe have a laptop taken outside and, you know, kind of have the screen point up to the clouds there, maybe. That could help. So, but you don't want to put yourself in the middle of it to do anything. What I'll do on tomorrow's show, I will take away, maybe some of the energy that you have, put into the earth transfer, transport clearing in both ways there. So you can actually feel the effectiveness of what it is. Then I'll put it back on so everything is in place, so that you know that it's working, because it's it also transmits light back to you again. Every time you do a clearing, it reinforces you where you are, more light energy. So I guess it's getting close to that time. We're in time now, and we need to obey. So here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. We could probably go on for hours, you know, kind of going sideways a little bit. A long time ago, we had two shows, and we were on RMN radio, you know, with them. And we were hitting pretty good numbers there. We were probably hitting like second and third. Sometimes we hit number one once, but we're always second or third normally on the, streaming thing they had. I forgot what they called it. But anyway, I really enjoyed those 3-hour shows, you know. They were quite interesting. That was on RMN, news, years and years ago. Anyway, we gotta go. Go to the Mind of Heart Drop. And here we go. So, you need to command your spirit out loud. So here's what we say. And I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart and make me real. So here we go. I mean, from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okie dokie, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners. And send in your questions. and testimonials. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.